first thing I've ever read about him. Yet.
And his son, it was going to be the whole story. They didn't kill him. I went to the motel where he was killed in Memphis.
What do you think about Jesse Jackson?
I don't know. I never have what they like to me. Because the thing was so messed up. And I don't know about saying, but he was running for president. And this your half-brother his come in there with all that mess, and it just wiped everything out with me. I just lost all interest in the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I just... Stick with me long enough to figure out whether he's right or whether he's wrong for doing what he's done. And he might accomplish, he might later on in years, he might accomplish something. I don't know. The rest of the
world. I think so. Back to your second husband. How did you meet your second husband?
Playing cards.
Playing cards. Seriously?
Back in those days, people had nowhere to entertain themselves and do nothing. And we just go from house to house for a couple of hours.
Oh, we'll stop there. Go ahead.
I want you to know.
How you met your second husband when you were going from house to house?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, we go from house to house. We worked together.
Where?
Over to something like that.
You were lying to me.
Yeah, he worked with me back then. I worked with him. That's right. They used to live at some of him. He lives in town. Wasn't my own self the other day, but man, that man.
Okay.
Oh, Lord.
Oh.
That's all. Yeah. I have arthritis. Oh, God. Oh, Lord.
My second husband.
I don't have the first husband, preacher. Yeah, that's him in his work clothes. And my lady can tell the children. This is more than enough. That was one I cherished.
He was good looking.
Thank you. I thought he was too.
Are these your children?
No.
No, those are his?
That's my friends.
Your friends?
Now that's him. He was dressed up. That's even this one. That's him. She was on his job.
Mm-hmm.
You know, worked at Gary's Milligan. That's where he was when he died.
He died on working, when he was working?
Yes, he they had to retire him.
Mm-hmm.
The complaints he had a Alzheimer's.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Come on.
When did he die?
He did it 4 years. In my Bible.
Mm-hmm. I like this one.
That one?
Yeah.
That was good. Yeah, he was getting to be an old man when he had that one made.
Was he older than you?
No, I was older than he was. I was 9 years older than him.
Down here?
Mm-hmm. And where are you going here? I don't know.
You want me to put that fish?
Mm-hmm.
What's under here? I mean, you have some newspaper articles cut out? And things? And old books?
No, I'm not remember all the fabrics. No.
Do you have dates in your bag that's written down?
Nothing but the death.
And it's
not in that one. Boy, he took that dumb medicine. I don't never get a good moment from that. I'm going to fill up to him now. I'm all forward to be with that. Look, something's here. I've got some here. And look, at you see another one there. Not in that junk, hang in that. Just lay that down there. I'll try it on the floor. In the Bible.
You see that one? You can look and see, you see.
I got all of them things in there. See, I ain't got no eyes, thank the Lord.
What's upside down?
My eyes is, I have cataracts on both of them, and I'm looking at that, but I can just see the black and white letters, but I can't tell you what they is.
Who was Ernest A. Alexander? 6 Mile? Me, Campbell, Greenville?
I don't know. I'm home, I'm having a little time in these books, but... Oh. Well, I never did have time to do no writing. Jotting down and cutting out things. I was working.
I don't see any here.
No, I don't have none, but this, I just have them. So, you see the other books? I don't have nothing. I don't have but the desk.
Mr. Roosevelt Doc Coleman?
Mm-hmm. How long have you been doing that?
This is my third year.
Mm-hmm. He just went to the Methodist Church. He was out of the Methodist Church.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, I've seen that.
Must be a chapter in the
mm-hmm.
Do you have any grandchildren?
I don't have many grandmothers. I have great grandmothers. I have four, five. Grandchildren.
Mm-hmm.
And don't ask me how many great ones. Some of them ain't the clear down there.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Well, is there anything you want to tell me that I haven't asked you?
from what learned?
Anything. Anything at all that comes to mind.
My mind ain't got raggedy now.
You think you're learning from? It's 10:10.
Stop there.